While you drive, I will tell you about the Lake of Kunas you will soon pass on your left. It is the only natural freshwater lake in Crete. We are currently at an altitude of about 20 meters above sea level. The dimensions are approximately 880 by 1090 meters. Depending on the time of year and fluctuating water levels, it has an area of about 580,000 square meters. At its deepest point, it's about 23 meters deep. The Lake of Kunas is part of a small, unique ecosystem. It includes the lake itself, a nearby brackish pond, marshlands at the end of the north coast, and the delta of a small river called Almiros. Such an ecosystem is unique in Crete and provides a habitat for various species, especially birds, whether on their migratory routes or attracted to the region. In the water, you can spot eels and freshwater turtles. The lake has two springs and is also fed by various streams from the mountain range to the southwest. The entire area is part of Nature 2000 project. The name of the lake dates back to the era periods, from 824 to 961, and is derived from the Arabic word Quirna, meaning lake. In even older times, the lake was called Corycia. According to folklore and tradition, the lake and the living beings around and in it are protected by a young nymph, the Lady of the Lake. She was the daughter of the local priest who had his parish in a village in the valley, now submerged by the waters of the lake. Apparently, both the priest and the villagers led sinful lives, and like in Sodom and Gomorrah, God decided to punish them all. He sent floods and mountain streams into the valley, thus creating the lake. Only the pious daughter of the priest was saved. Since then, she is said to be seen during moonlit nights wading along the shores. Another version tells of a man with such a beautiful daughter that he couldn't resist his own desires and was about to commit a sinful act. The girl sensed this and begged God to protect her from this disgrace. God took pity and caused heavy rainfall, flooding the valley and engulfing the girl to keep her safe. On the lake itself, you can enjoy a trip on a paddle boat or take a walk along the white shores if the water levels allows. It's not allowed to swim in the lake with sunscreen on as it disrupts the fragile balance of the ecosystem. There are numerous taverns along the waterfront for a snack or a meal.